You've sent a letter to the PSC chairman because you have some concerns, apparently. What's the letter you've sent, and why have you sent it?
Well, I sent the letter to Jeff Davis, to the chairman, and to all the PSC. I've already actually received a reply from the Public Service Commission that he's going to transmit it to all the members. And that was my intent. And it's really an information is the goal in this. And here's what happened. Ameren has a rate case before the PSC, and Ameren has not, in my opinion, lived up to its responsibility in the state. And it's not entirely their fault. They've been put in a tough situation, and there's really three things going on. First of all, Ameren's general counsel, Steve Sullivan, told me that the attorney general sought contributions from them to be funneled to his campaign after he received the criminal prosecution duties for the Tomsaw case. Steve Sullivan, general counsel for Ameren, made clear that the attorney general's actions and the attorney general's perceived threat of actions scared Ameren and had them very worried. And I have said repeatedly to Steve Sullivan that is not fair for Ameren to be put in that position, and that Ameren needs to stand up and make clear what's happened to them. And instead, Steve Sullivan has decided to not speak publicly, not speak out, not comment, and frankly, not do what he should. Now, that's only a kind of partially important, except that the other thing that's gone on is Ameren has a case before the PSC, and they misstated $10 million. Ameren, the governor, all parties said when Tomsaw occurred, there should be no cost to ratepayers because of this disaster. It was Ameren's fault. And Ameren still submitted a rate case with a $10 million charge to taxpayers for Tomsaw. They've since removed that, but it was buried in that rate case, and it was taken out. Finally, the last part of my letter is that most people, including me, including the governor, do not think that Ameren has responded well enough to repeated crises for their customers, the storms. We just haven't seen an improvement in what's gone on. All of those three add up to this simple fact. I do not trust Ameren and their judgment and their leadership of Steve Sullivan. And when the PSC considers a rate case that will cost Missouri customers hundreds of millions of dollars, they need to know those facts. It's important and it's relevant, and that's why I sent the PSC this letter. And here's the reality: what Ameren is failing to do, what Ameren is doing by not stepping up and addressing what the AG has done to them, and talking about these problems they've had, is they're threatening to cost Missourians hundreds of millions of dollars on the proper settlement of Tomsaw, hundreds of millions of dollars on the rebuild of Tomsaw, and hundreds of millions of dollars on the rate case. We're talking about $500 million in losses for Missourians because Ameren is not living up to what corporate citizens should do, and the PSC needs to know that when they make their decision.
So where does Jay Nixon come into this whole thing? I know that he has been, if we go back to the whole Tomsaw situation, he's had a lot of things to say about Tomsaw, a lot of things to say about Ameren. Mm-hmm. Your letter seems to insinuate in some way that there's something wrong going on here.
Well, I don't mean to insinuate anything. I'll tell you point blank what's going on here. The state of Missouri and Ameren were prepared and are prepared to settle the Tomsaw case and are prepared to move forward. And the attorney general, for reasons that only he can answer, has done two things. First, he has sought contributions from Ameren as criminal prosecutor, and he has held the criminal prosecution over Ameren's head. I don't have to tell you that I think this. Ameren has told me that. Steve Sullivan has said it. Ameren executives have told me they fear the attorney general prosecuting the case against them and threatening them with criminal prosecution. That's the reality. Second, he has filed a lawsuit in the city of St. Louis that is, by most accounts, good lawyers, moderate lawyers, bad lawyers will tell you, it's the wrong venue for the lawsuit, and it's a frivolous lawsuit without consulting with his own client, the state. So look, right now, the attorney general is blocking moving forward in Tomsaw, and he's doing it for reasons that he won't answer. No one has been able to, he has refused to answer. Why did he seek contributions from Ameren and then return them and not recuse himself as a criminal prosecutor? That's what you're supposed to do. That's in the canon of lawyers, the ethical role for lawyers. Why does he continue to hang the criminal prosecution over the head of Ameren and not let them move forward? And why does he have this lawsuit that was improperly filed and you know, not appropriate? Because once he answers those questions, we can settle this and move forward, and Ameren can go back to trying to figure out how to be a good citizen. But Ameren won't, and the PSC needs to know that too.
What have you've talked to Steve Sullivan, and he hasn't, or has he told you, he's indicated that there is, it seems what you're saying is he's suggesting, or going beyond suggesting, that there's something here that the Attorney General is holding this threat over Ameren's head.
Look, this is what happens. The Attorney General is a powerful man. And what he's doing is he's holding hostage this company because of whatever motives he has. And they said that. Steve Sullivan told me when the Attorney General called and asked for money, when he called and asked for contributions to be funneled, Steve Sullivan said, he was like, what would you do? He looked at me and said, what would you do? They were clearly intimidated. And Ameren has said repeatedly, they are intimidated and scared about criminal charges and about the Attorney General holding that over them. This is not, they may not answer your question, but they've told it to me. And if the PSC wants to call me to talk about it, if the Senate, if anyone wants to ask me, I'll go under oath, I'll tell you what they told me. They were intimidated by the Attorney General, who has yet to answer for his conduct. And the people of Missouri need to be protected from an Attorney General that has intimidated a company into a position that is going to hurt Missourians. And that's simply, this has been going on for me since September 1st when I got involved in it. And it has been from start to today, the Attorney General has played a detrimental role and he has put Ameren in a tough position. I don't entirely blame Ameren, but I think that they should step up now and say what's happening to them. Enough time has passed and too much is at stake.
It's quite a damning statement that you're making about the Attorney General.
Well, it happens, you know, the truth is a great defense. I mean, the fact is, I have practiced law in the state of Missouri, in Washington, D.C. I'm not an expert, I'm not a perfect lawyer, but I can tell you that what the Attorney General is doing is a breach of his ethical duty as an attorney. It goes against his constitutional duty, and frankly, it's an embarrassment to the state. And it's an embarrassment to the state because it's putting Ameren and the people of Missouri in a position where they are not able to know what's going on and protect themselves and move forward. And look, he can solve this problem. He can drop the criminal charges or charge them. I don't know if they deserve to be charged. That's not my role. He needs to make that decision. He needs to explain why he has sought these contributions, and he needs to let the lawsuit go, and we'll all go forward. There's plenty of room for everyone to be working in the state and moving forward, but there's not room for this kind of bullying. And, you know, it's unfortunate. I've tried backroom. We had three meetings with the Attorney General's people in the last 2 weeks. They wanted to try to move forward, and they played the same games. They talked about the same things. When we said, what are you going to do about criminal prosecution? They said, we can't answer that. We said, what are you going to do about Steve Sullivan's contributions and how it puts you in a position there's a conflict of interest as an attorney? They said, we don't want to talk about that. We said, what are you going to do about the lawsuit in St. Louis City that you filed without permission of your client, the state? We want that dropped. They said, we can't talk about that. What they wanted to do was they wanted to try to position some way where the attorney general can engage in rhetoric to talk about what he's protecting, when what he's doing is he's basically forcing Ameren to go silent and to not protect themselves, and it has the prospect of damaging Missouri citizens. It's already damaging the people of Reynolds County. They have lost tax revenue because we would have helped Ameren rebuild Tomsoc. I worked with DNR. Made sure that we were working on the permits. They would have been rebuilding Tomsoc if the Attorney General had not filed this lawsuit. So those people's tax revenue for their schools, those jobs down there, the settlement with the state, and now the ratepayers being affected by Ameren. Enough's enough. The Attorney General needs to understand that he's got an important role in the state, but he can't be a bully of our companies and of our people. And that's all that this letter says. And I believe that the PSC deserves to know that.
I should ask you, you're the lawyer, I'm not, but you have the term quid pro quo. It seems there might be a quid pro quo here that you're suggesting, or perhaps flat out saying, something you've said unethical, but right. Would we go as far as to say something illegal might be going on?
Well, that's not for me to judge, but here's what I will say. When the parties to an incident that all who have observed it say is troubling refuse to answer questions, Steve Sullivan's refused to answer questions. Ameren's refused to say publicly what they've said to me. The Attorney General has hidden behind non-denials and not answered it. At a certain point, what you have to say is, what is everybody hiding? And I know what Ameren has told me that they felt and that they were feeling when they got a call to contribute money to be funneled to his campaign when he was the prosecutor. I know what that was. I'm not sure it's illegal, but I know it's unethical, and I think it's really problematic, and I think somebody needs to ask the Attorney General and Ameren to stop the games, because it's going to cost Missourians millions and hundreds of millions of dollars, and enough's enough.
Okay, last thing on this. What should the people of Missouri expect you to get out of the Public Service Commission on this? You want the Public Service Commission to act. What would you, if you had your druthers and you could call the shots, what would you want Jeff Davis and the PSC to do?
Well, I sent a letter to the Public Service Commission for the same reason that a few weeks ago I sent the letter to the elected officials of Reynolds County. Those gentlemen came up, the sheriff and the commissioners, and they met with the governor and myself after I sent them the letter, because we wanted to get more facts out there. What the PSC needs to do is look at the facts in my letter and let those facts help them, if they can, in shaping their decisions about the rate case. Because a rate increase, which is what Ameren seeks, will impact consumers not just tomorrow, but for months and months and years to come. And they need to think about whether Ameren, make a decision about Ameren's credibility and what they've done. So I'm not sure what that means. If I was on the Public Service Commission, there's a lot of tools in play, and I respect that, and I trust their judgment. But I know that they can call myself if they want me to answer more questions. They can call the Attorney General. They can call Steve Sullivan. They can ask Ameren lots of questions. What I'm saying is, use their judgment. They seem to be a very good commission, very respected, and they need to make sure that they're protecting Missourians. And if that means just taking my letter into consideration or hearings or what, I think they need to do it. But Missourians need to know that someone is standing up and saying stop to what is going on to try to protect them. And that's what this letter is trying to signal, and we'll keep doing that, because it doesn't seem like this will end, and we won't let the Attorney General do this to Missourians and do it to Ameren, and we'll just keep working, keep people moving forward.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
All right, thanks.